This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Election Day 2020, and not since the election of 1900 has the U.S. seen this kind of voter turnout. When the population
warned the millions
of when the population of this country was about one quarter of what it is today. There's a good chance Americans won't know the winner of Tuesday's presidential election when they go to bed tonight. Sagar Magani reports from Associated Press.
Absentee ballots could slow the count. St. Anselm College professor Chris Galdieri says the breakdown of who votes when could also make it hard to gauge the results later today.
The folks who are waiting to vote today are more likely to be Republican than the folks who have voted early.
Meaning in states like Pennsylvania that release in-person vote totals first.
It will look like Trump is beginning with a big lead.
Galdieri says the question is how much that changes as more results come out. Final tallies in some key battlegrounds could take days. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president himself has not been shy about casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election if vote counting goes too much beyond today's election day. Georgetown University law professor Joshua Geltzer says there's no validity to President Trump's attempts to delegitimize mail-in voting.
Court in this country. It's not true. It's not consistent with our traditions. It's not what the law says. The arguments we've heard from Donald Trump about this election, they are not legal arguments. They are simply disinformation. The notion that if we don't know the winner on election night, something wrong has happened, or we need to go with whoever seems to be leading, that is not a legal argument that would win in front of any federal judge appointed by a president of any major party in any court in this country. It's not true. It's not consistent with our traditions. It's not what the law says.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is this year's Holy Grail, considered by many the tipping point to victory. This is VOA News. Austrian police raided 18 locations and arrested 14 people in a massive dragnet on Tuesday after a gunman killed four people in a rampage in the center of Vienna overnight. Forensic officers and police were present in a neighborhood some 65 kilometers west of Vienna, where at least one suspect was arrested who allegedly had contact with the perpetrator. The gunman, who was killed by police minutes after he opened fire on crowded bars, was identified as a 20-year-old convicted jihadist released from jail less than a year ago, who had managed to convince authorities that he was no longer a threat. An elderly man and woman, a younger passerby, and a waitress were killed in the attack. Vienna's mayor said three people were still in critical condition. He was identified as Kujim Fejulay, a dual citizen of Austria and North Macedonia, who had been sentenced to 22 months in jail in April last year for attempting to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State. Despite the pandemic, U.S. manufacturing is on the upswing. From the Associated Press, here's Sherry Adler.
Manufacturing activity reached its highest levels in 2 years last month. U.S. manufacturing posted a strong gain in October, even though coronavirus cases were beginning to surge again in many parts of the country. The Institute for Supply Management and Association of Purchasing Managers says its manufacturing index rose by just under 4% last month. It's the highest level for this closely watched barometer of manufacturing health since September of 2018. Any reading above 50 signals that manufacturing is expanding. October's number, just over 59. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Trump's suggestion that he may fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, after Tuesday's election isn't going over well with many health experts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump responded to this fire Fauci chant at a campaign rally in Florida Sunday night.
But let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Over the weekend, Fauci told the Washington Post the U.S. could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the spread of the coronavirus as the colder months arrive and people gather indoors more. That assessment resonates with many health experts, including Dr. Matt Hines of the Tucson Medical Center, who says the notion of firing Fauci
perfectly encapsulates everything that's really just been wrong with this administration's approach.
Dr. John Swartzberg at UC Berkeley School of Public Health adds,
for us to control this pandemic, we need a trusted voice out of the federal government.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.